phallic steeples, the good, the bad, and the plain fucking ugly. It's 11 a.m., May 26th, 2012. Time to unwind and choke the chicken. Get it up again. Hello, fucks. I'm sorry, Freudian slip. I mean, folks. Oh, fuck it. Hello, everybody. The Grateful Dead, Mr. Potato Head, and Mr. Peanut, and Mrs. Peanut Mouth, the Geek Squad, and Best Buy Electronic Lesbians. Yes, the good, the bad, and again, the plain fucking ugly. What are they doing bugging me? You're listening to the very best. I'm talking about Chickster's Nest, direct in 4D, four climaxes and one dick. My name is the Chickster, and even if you don't have a leg to stand on, don't worry. What do you name a man with no arms or legs? Neil! Now, folks out there with any disabilities, I'm only kidding, because I really love you guys. I love you as much as anybody. Time to sew up the merkins and watch out for the jerkins. Oh, beef jerky yourself to death. I don't want my new Kmart jeans to get fizz or jizz on them. I think I'll just come as I am. I'm the Chickster, your non-resister. Truthfully, I'm an insister. Hey, mister, when I complain, I get crazy because I'm insane in the membrane. The white coats are coming. I swear the white coats are coming. They're coming to take me away. No, no, you can't do that. You can't not. You get out of here. Oh, boy, I need more than an aspirin. I'll tell you that. In the heart of the dilapidated section of downtown Los Angeles, this is the Chickster on behalf and behold of SkidRowStudios.com. I'm your host who never laid an egg or a hen. Never tossed an egg, only over easy. All you need on Skid Row is a rusty old shopping cart, 2 buck chug, a blanket, a Playboy, a centerfold, a box of condoms, some Vaseline, a pillow, toilet paper, or the LA Weekly, lots of cardboard flats, and an internet connection, or you stick your peenie in a socket. You just need cornflakes, a banana, a Bible, and a shotgun. Yes, my friends. Hello, gays, strays, lesbos, byways, the Scrotum Goat Club in Chicopee, Arkansas, the Bates Masters Club in North Hollywood. Hello to the Crooked Dyson Penis Club in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Pissed Off Pinochle Club in Huntsville, Alabama, the L.A. Chinatown Choke the Chicken Club, the Shaveless Pussy Club in Palm Springs, the Snatchy Catchy Fishy Club in Fairbanks, Alaska, the Huntington, Nevada Blowtorch and Penis Club, the Cornersville, Indiana Holy Condom Society, the Reseda Hairline Club, the Penal Cyclists, the Harley Seat Up the Ass Club in Fort Worth, Texas, the Gerbilist Snake in the Ass Club in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York, the Nutsack Club in Gloucesterbury, Connecticut. Hello to the Tijuana Backass Jackass Club and Egina Club, the Ensenada Frijole Club and Guacamole Club, the Calvert, Maryland, Tampon, Wings, Flying Club. Hello to all bi lesbians and just plain lesbians. Hello to the TWAT pilots. What did you say? I can't quite figure it out. This is the Chickster. Hello to the Granny Dildo and Waldo Club in Fuckingham. I mean Effingham, Georgia. Hello to the Hawaiian Lay Club and to all flowers of mankind, including blooming idiots, the Earthquake Crack in the Ass Club, the Britney Spears Up the Middle Club in Hollywood. They should have named the Chickster Peanut Butter because I'm half nuts. You know, folks, the Chickster here spent many years in an insane asylum. I bet you didn't know that. But I learned to love the place. Oh, boy. I'm insane in the membrane. I can't help it. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. You got it. The white coats are coming. They're coming today. They're coming. But ha-ha, there's no parking downstairs. So maybe I'll be saved. Anyway, there was this guy, you know, he goes to a clothing store to buy a straitjacket and two pairs of pants. Oh, my, I can't believe it. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com, and I'm the Chickster. And if you have balls, if you really want to call me, then go ahead, give me a call at 800-893-9562. That's 1-800-893-9562. Let me tell you, folks, what's on eBay? What did you say? You don't say. What did you say? You don't say. What did I say? Easy, pal. I said that today? You don't say. Oh, will you shut up? I guess I said that. There are items on eBay. There's neglected bids, and there's all kinds of things. I will write a check for many items and have them protected. Today, my bid would stay, hopefully. I bought some trousers by Eddie Bauer, an electrical shovel with lots of power. I even traded for a solar shovel and bid for my wife that got neglected. I saved her butt because she was totally rejected, and I even bought condoms to be protected. eBay is the way to go with merchandise that really shines. Yes, folks. Give it a whirl. I met a girl on eBay. I found her in the San Francisco Bay Area. I couldn't swim, but the sharks brought her to me. Yes, folks, eBay's a wonderful thing. You can get a bridal wedding gown that's soiled and spotted. Opening bid, 99 cents. Pocket belly lint. Trust me, you don't want this. Opening bid was 12 bucks, I believe. And, you know, I figured out that you can get a lot of different things. A frog purse made of a real frog. Be the first person on your block to own your coin purse made out of a real frog, but assured you'll never be asked to give spare change in it again. Opening bid, $1. A picture of my butt. Nobody wants that. The right to legally represent a plaintiff in a lawsuit over a piece of tainted string cheese. You could bid for that. A strand of hair completely embedded in the cheese cylinder. Opening bid, $500. 1 pound of real Arkansas Civil War dirt.
I can't hear you.
100% guaranteed to be from the Civil War era. Comes with a certificate of authenticity. There's many things on eBay that you can get. There's a Hitler pin cushion with a picture of Hitler smiling, looking at a map. Stick a pin in Czechoslovakia or Poland, and blood squirts out at you. And these are some of the things that people put in bids for. You know, pocket lint went for $10 million. They bid for the sun. There's no takers. The fog purse that I was talking about went for $5.50. A teriyaki snack, there was no taker. The Hitler pincushion, there were no bids. Cadaver bag, $15. In honor of Memorial Day, my respect goes out to everybody that gave our life for our country. Here's some fighting words. War is cruelty. There's no one trying to reform it. The crueler it is, the sooner it will be over. I prefer 50,000 rifles to 50,000 votes. Benito Mussolini. You didn't put the mushrooms on the Maya pizza. Fuck you. Anyway, it is easier to find men who will volunteer and die for their country than those willing to endure pain with patience. I want you to remember that no son of a bitch ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making other people dumb bastards and die for his country. That was by General George S. Patton. On the sea, on the land, the general came in a new tin hat to the chateau in front where the wall was at. With a faithful aid in his good right hand, he made his way toward no man's land, sir. Yes, General Patton was wonderful. In war, you win or lose, live or die, and the difference is an eyelash. Do not forget your big guns. The most respected arguments of the rights are of the kings. If men can develop weapons, there are as terrifying as to make the thought of global war include almost a sentence for suicide. You would think that man's intelligence and his comprehension would include also his ability to find a peaceful solution. That was by Dwight Eisenhower. They are in front of us, behind us, and we are flanked on both sides by the enemy that outnumbers us 29-1. They can't get away from us. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here are some loony laws. In Salem, West Virginia, it is illegal to drive home without knowing where you're going. In Tempe, Arizona, you may drink alcohol in the city park, but only if the park is 3 acres or larger. You can possess one bare gallbladder in California, but not two. In Kentucky, it is illegal for politicians to give away booze on Election Day. Maine law states that you may not catch a lobster with your bare hands. Funeral directors in Nevada can be arrested for cursing in the presence of a dead body. In Washington, D.C., it's against the law to marry your mother-in-law. Wearing high-heeled shoes is illegal in Carmel, California, but you need a permit. It is illegal to sleep naked in Minnesota. Detroit law prohibits a man from scowling at his wife on a Sunday. How many people in Victoria, Australia, does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but he has to be licensed by an electrician. In Mesquite, Texas, children are prohibited from having unusual haircuts. Exploding an atomic bomb in Chico, California, is punishable by a $500 fine. In Arizona, donkeys may not, by the law, sleep in bathtubs. It's against the law in Chicago for exceedingly ugly people to appear in public. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what we're going to do, but you're listening to Chickster's Nest, and I'm very happy to be here. Of course, I'm very happy to be anywheres. I tell you, a chickster will never crack an egg, maybe lay an egg, maybe lay a hen. Egg laying. Did the chicken precede the egg? Your careful attention I beg, since no hen was around to drop eggs on the ground, and I wouldn't be pulling your leg. Where the egg comes from is a big riddle. So I asked the wise man with the fiddle, and he said that each rabbit makes egg laying a habit. They come out of the hole in the middle. Now you know that chickens don't lay on the farm. They go searching the hay for eggs left by hares. In the end, though, who cares? I will have my egg poached any way that I like. I'm very thankful, folks, for what I receive. I'd be in real trouble if I got what I deserve. Yes, folks, I'm a thankful guy, and I just want you to know that. Folks, I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for this vendor on Sunset and Doheny that sold me a package of Obama condoms. The vendor told me he used to work at McDonald's. So I gave him an extra buck or two and said, supersize it. Yes, Obama condoms. You keep them on for one full term and you take it off. And what do you have? Pecker mold. It was so bad. I should have taken a picture of it. Condoms like cameras. They both capture the moment. What do you call a used condom? Turn it inside out and wash the fuck out of it. Seriously, folks, honestly, we got a great show for you today. I hope you're all thankful for Memorial Day. I know I am. I really am, folks. I'm thankful for mother-in-laws. A mule kicked a farmer's mother-in-law in the head so hard. The poor woman died. At the funeral, the crowd is the biggest assembled in the country. The minister says to the farmer, "Hey, she must have been a special lady." "Ain't that," the farmer says. "Most of the crowd is here to buy the fucking mule." Yes, folks. past buying a mule. I'm insane in the membrane. I don't know what I'm going to do here. I'm going crazy here. Oh, my head is spinning. I can't take this. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. What am I going to do? Oh, not you again. No. Oh, I know I'm crazy. Oh, I know I'm insane. I don't have to hear you tell me that. Maybe I had too much Fizrin, drank too much last night, or smoked a few too many doobies. I can't take this anymore. They told me to take cottage cheese before you drink. It didn't help. Oh, you stop that. I don't feel good, I tell you. I really don't feel good, and you're... That's what you think of me? Come on, come on. You're laughing at me? You're picking on me? You're making fun of me? Am I nuts? I know I'm insane of the membrane, but what's your problem? Oh, boy. I don't get it. I tell you. Oh. I'm hallucinating. I'm sorry, folks. I don't mean to take it out on you. I love you guys. You guys are really great. Anyway, folks, in honor of our great soldiers, you know, in the Army, they used to drive Jeeps, and little Bo Peep, she lost her sheep. I'll take it next. Okay, that's good. Do I just talk to them after the song, or? Okay.
Private Jackson had a girl he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so drove by in a Jeep. They took a ride, the time flew by, and Bo Peep was in heaven. Till Jackson cried, Bo Peep, his Jeep's gotta be in camp by 11. So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy took it back to camp and left Bo Peep behind it. It didn't have doors, the seats were hard, but Bo Peep never minded. It didn't ride like a Cadillac, she wondered who designed it. Roller coasters nearly killed her, aeroplanes, they never thrilled her. But with Jackson at the wheel, she got that Jeep, Jeep, Jeep appeal. Now little Bo Peep wants to find her Jeep and find her soldier Chappie. If he comes chug chuggy in his old bits buggy, Bo Peep will be happy. Little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep. Her boyfriend made an error. He let her drive. Goodness sakes alive, that Bo Peep, she's a terror. With throttle pushed down, she tore through town. The red lights didn't stop her. The soldier knew that they both were through when she sideswiped a copper. Peep has lost her Jeep, oh my, why must her joy end? Now her little Jeep is laying in a heap, and the guardhouse has her boyfriend.
Peep, that was Spike Jones, and I have a caller on the line. And hello, I'd like to say hello, this is the Chickster.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
How are you? Gee, thanks very much for calling.
Just chilling and shit, man, y'all. Know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. Where are you calling from?
I come from Watts.
Oh, very nice. I love the towers there. It's a nice community. I worked in Torrance. I was with a roofing company, and I used to pass that area all the time. Very nice.
Yeah, man, you my nigga, man. I listen to Chicks every morning.
Oh, gee, thanks.
11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
No, I really, really appreciate it. I'm glad that you're listening to our show.
Yeah, man. It's cool, man. You talk about all kind of shit, man. You be talking about if they should name you peanut butter because you're mostly nuts or some shit.
Yeah.
That shit was some dope.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Sometimes I go a little crazy.
Hey, man, you sound uncomfortable and shit, man. You get uncomfortable and shit around black people and stuff. Man.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Come on, homie.
I'm not prejudiced.
And, we homies, man.
I'm glad you're listening. I don't care if you're black, white, blue. It doesn't matter. You could be green and be a Martian. I love you.
You don't want to touch my hair. Every time these motherfucking honky motherfuckers be coming up and they say, hey, man, let me touch your hair, man. I ain't never touched no hair like that before.
No, no, no. If I have to touch your hair or give you a haircut.
Have you ever felt black people hair?
Yes, yes. No problem at all.
On accident, how'd that happen? Did you ask, hey, can I touch your hair, please? I never touched a black person's hair?
No, of course I've touched a black person's hair. You know, I used to work at Warner Brothers Studios, and I worked next to a very nice guy. His name was Keith, and he used to put up his hair up in dreads. And I said, "Hey, man, that looks cool. Let me touch that." You know.
I told you, man. They always say that shit, man. Let me touch your hairstyle.
No. Seriously,
I ain't never touched a black man hair.
Look at I've touched bald people, I've touched white people with hair and black people with hair and all kinds of hair, you know?
Did you wash your hands and shit after you touched a black man hair?
Yeah.
Did you go and eat a meal?
I don't remember if I washed my hands or not, but I just went about my business, that's all.
It was before when you motherfuckers were owning us and shit, man.
That's before my time. I what happened in the past doesn't happen today because we respect the black man.
I get nervous and shit, man. My neighbors and shit, they be Caucasian Americans.
Look, if I met your neighbors, we're gonna sit down and we're gonna have some soul food, you know? We're gonna have some collard greens and black eyed peas and cornbread.
Yeah.
No problem. I mean, today it's a different age. You know what I mean?
That's my food.
Huh?
You're making me hungry, man. That's my food, you're saying.
Yeah, I love Roscoe. I love Roscoe's. Love ribs. Yep. I love all kinds of food.
And watermelon. Like, okay, all right. They say it's a stereotype.
They say,
all right, look at the black people. They love watermelon. But, hey, watermelon is delicious. And I see everybody eating watermelon. And I don't think it's fair. They try to make us feel bad because we be eating a fruit, a melon, that everybody enjoy. What I'm saying?
Exactly. It's not, you don't pick on one individual because he's eating watermelon. Everybody eats watermelon. Yeah. So what? No big deal.
Come on now. You love fried chicken, and I know it. And you a Caucasian American, ain't you?
Yes.
But chicken is delicious.
No, let me be honest with you. I used to eat chicken. I used to eat a lot of meat, but now I'm a vegetarian. So I eat a lot of pasta. And I got to get this fake chicken. It's not the same, and I miss chicken.
Made of soybean and shit.
Exactly.
Like tofu chicken.
Exactly. I used to work at this roofing company for lunch. Mm. What did I do? I went to the market. If I can mention names, I think it was Foods for Less. You know, I'd get a whole chicken. I'd sit in my car. And people would look at me like a pig.
Now you're making me hungry now.
I love chicken. Hey, you're watching the basketball games.
Oh, why? Because I'm black, I got to be watching basketball.
No. It's just in general. I'm just saying. I'm trying to find out who your team is, who you're rooting for. That's all. It doesn't matter if it's Oklahoma, the Spurs, Miami, or Boston or Philly. I'm just curious. That's all. I don't even know if you're a basketball player or a fan. Hello? Listen, I just want to say it's nice talking to you. And I'm glad you called in, and you're a wonderful human being, and have a wonderful weekend. Yeah, this is the Chickster, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you very much for calling in and listening to our show. You know, as far as that pincushion that we're talking about with Hitler on it, forget it. You know, stick it in there and blood comes out. I don't want to hear that stuff. That's ridiculous. Absolutely.
When the Führer says, "We is the master race, we heil, heil!" Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is the greatest grace, so we heil, heil! Right in the Führer's face. When Herr Goebbels says, "We own the world in space, we heil, heil!" Right in Herr Goebbels' face, when Herr Göring says, "They'll never bomb this place, we heil, heil!" Right in Herr Göring's face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Oh. Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. I'll hit this world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the Führer's face when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Führer says, "We is the master race, we heil, heil!" Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is the greatest grace, so we heil, heil! Right in the Führer's face.
We'll be right back.
and dildo heads, brains. Welcome to Up to the Last Minute, Last Second News. This, my chums, is Claustrophobia, your news correspondent. And just like the pizza man, I'm bringing this shit to you. Tips are accepted and zip your fly up. No master charge is accepted. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep. And Charlie Chaplin never even made a peep. And the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep. And I wish to hell Harpo would speak. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps. Will you shut up? Bunch of honkies? Flash, this just in, Seattle, Washington. Cold wave linked to temperatures. Alton, Illinois, attorney Herbert C. Biggs accidentally sues himself. Lexington, Kentucky, long debate. One man executed after long speech. Salinas, California, Soledad Prison. Killer sentenced to die for second time in 10 years. Great Neck, New York, red tape holds up bridge. Essex, England, British Union finds dwarfs in short supply. Vancouver, British Columbia, chief throws his heart into helping feed the needy. Cincinnati, Ohio, local school dropouts cut in half. And that's the way it is. What if it isn't? This is the news. I'm Claustrophobia. I'm pissing off or signing off, one or the other. And I want you to stay tuned right now for the one and only. Here she is, Una Moon, with an astrological forecast, a tune or two. Here's Una.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster, here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California, on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast. For all of you Gemini that have a birthday today, May 26th, happy, happy birthday. It's a year for advancing your personal interests and exploring your talents. From the start of June, you realize that you have a knack for finding the best opportunities. As long as you follow through, you will succeed. All other Geminis, here's your lucky horoscope. Reflecting on a situation will add new layers of insight and perhaps even bring you a glorious aha moment. Your lucky numbers are 30, 34, 1, 17, and 40. Here's a little poem by Shel Silverstein called It's All the Same to the Clam. You may leave the clam on the ocean's floor. It's all the same to the clam. For 100,000 years or more, it's all the same to the clam. You may bury him deep in mud and muck, or carry him round to bring you luck, or use him for a hockey puck. It's all the same to the clam. You may call him Jim or Frank or Nell. It's all the same to the clam. Or make an ashtray from his shell. It's all the same to the clam. You may take him riding on the train or leave him sitting in the rain. You'll never hear the clam complain. It's all the same to the clam. Yes, the world may stop or the world may spin. It's all the same to the clam. And the sky may come a-fallin' in, it's all the same to the clam. And man may sing his endless songs of wronging rights and righting wrongs. The clam just sets and gets along, it's all the same to the clam. Now remember, this week we are honoring those who gave their all for our country.
I'm going to talk and then...
Thank you from our hearts. All we have of freedom, all we use or know, this our fathers bought for us long, long ago. Soldiers fighting for our country, all the live long days. Soldiers fighting for our country at home and far away. They face danger, they risk death each and every day. Not for fame and not for fortune, but for you and for me. They do it for you, they do it for me. They go to war for you and me. They do it for you, they do it for me. They fight to keep us free. He's insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. Insane in the membrane. Back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane. I'm really crazy. I'm flipping out. I can't take this no more. Oh, boy, I'm sorry, folks. I didn't mean to take it out on you. You guys are wonderful people, but I'm crazy. I can't help it. It's not your fault. Oh, my God. What do I got to take an aspirin. You'll have to excuse me. Anyway, Liberace is here. I'll see you later. Goodbye. I'll see you later.
Hello, everybody. This is yours truly. Yeah, the one who loves you the most. You know, sort of like spreading things on toast. How y'all doing? I love you, my dear Fox Bunnies. Maybe some of you have to take a rabbit's test. You know, I carry a rabbit's foot in my pocket for good luck. But shame on me, I put my foot in my mouth. Oh, I love the album by Michael Franks, you know, Popsicle Toes. Yes, my nose is in the air and I'm just smelling the roses. Honey, that smells... Please close your robe. As I reach in my pocket, I feel a little cocky. I'm really excited. You know, I have some new neighbors living in the house next door to me. The man is a merkin salesman, yeah. You know, he hand sews these fake vaginas, you know what I mean? And his wife is a teacher for the insane in the membrane. I think she should work for Chickster. She works in a pretty big insane asylum. In fact, I'm going to recommend her to give Chickster a call. But it might be too late because, you see, he's kind of beyond crazy. Having good neighbors doesn't always mean that it works out. I mean, sometimes you just, you know, have to borrow a cup of sugar. I know they have a wonderful baby grand piano. Now, that's something that I might try out. You'll have to excuse me. I'm writing a new piano recital about the Vienna Woods. That's where Tiger Woods lost his balls one day. You know, I'm really just kidding. Well, folks, it's been a pleasure to be with you. And until next time we meet again, we could perhaps tickle each other's toes. I just want to say, you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy. Sometimes you made me glad, but there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me cry, for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You've got the band of kisses that I die for. You made me love you. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I just want to say that, you know, it's Memorial Day and, you know, the baby boomers, they remember the old days, the stories that their parents told them about the soldiers, telling them about songs like Baby Boogie, 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 Boogie. Yeah, Baby Boogie.
bouncing baby living down on our street. He bounces in his buggy with a boogie beat. His mama plays piano, papa plunks a guitar, and baby does his patty cake and ate to the bar. They have a lot of trouble putting baby to sleep. They've even tried to teach the baby how to count sheep. If they don't play the boogie, baby hollers and cries. But when he hears a boogie, baby closes his eyes.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space, as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone. Yes, this is the Chickster, and I hope you tune in to our program. This is Chickster's Nest, SkidRowStudios.com, or call me at 1-800-893-9562. I'd like to hear from you. I know it takes balls to call me, but you have those, don't you? 1-800-893-9562.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Wise nutritionists say only some donuts should be taken away. Because arteries that are hard are sometimes filled with lard. Like the heart should know, it's only yeast and dough. Keeled over white as snow, the doughboy and Elvis then let go. Tickle me. Lardy, 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 watch your cholesterol and intake of what you eat. And have another donut treat, because I can't help shoving my mouth with fucking sweets.
Welcome, everybody. This is your Epicurean philosopher, Pitter Patter. Today, folks, we're visiting the world's most famous restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky, the renowned Oxbow Inn restaurant, known for its prime steaks. A little hairy in the inside, but don't worry about that. The sunshine will take it away. Hey, excuse me, sir. You are the Epicurean philosopher, Pitter Patter? Yes, I am. I want to know, sir, if you're enjoying your steak. Yes, I'm enjoying my steak. I like it medium rare. The quality of steak is tender, the way you ordered it. And you should have your juices flowing, and it's not tough. Here at our famous restaurant. Well, I know it's a true Epicurean delight. Do you realize the steak you're eating is from Balmart, made in USA, China? You've got to be fucking kidding. I don't believe it. Well, Balmart doesn't believe it either, sir. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your steak. Enjoy everything. Get out there, enjoy the sunlight, enjoy the air, smell the roses. Yes, 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 get out there, see the sunlight.
Hello, my dear friends. Well, here I am on record at last. And it feels so wonderful to be here with you on my first album. I'm so happy, oh, happy and lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. I don't worry, worrying don't agree. Things that bother you never bother me. Things that bother you never bother me. I feel happy and fine, ha-ha. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Having got a lot, I don't need a lot. Coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any daughter. I do what I like, just what I like, and how I love it. I'm right here. My God, living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Isn't this a lovely band? And what a thrill it is to have them play for me.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tiny Tim, living in the sunlight. This is the Chickster on Chickster's Nest. And here she is again, the lovely, enchanted Una Moon with some more words of wisdom.
Hello again, this is Una Moon, back to give you some words of wisdom and read another favorite poem by Shel Silverstein. It's called Messy Room. Whosever room this is should be ashamed. His underwear is hanging on the lamp. His raincoat is there in the overstuffed chair, and the chair is becoming quite mucky and damp. His workbook is wedged in the window. His sweater's been thrown on the floor. His scarf and one ski are beneath the TV, and his pants have been carelessly hung on the door. His books are all jammed in the closet. His vest has been left in the hall. A lizard named Ed is asleep in his bed, and his smelly old sock has been stuck to the wall. Whosever room this is should be ashamed. Donald or Robert or Willie or, huh? You say it's mine? Oh, dear, I knew it looked familiar. And now a few words of wisdom for you. Except that some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue. Needing someone is like needing a parachute. If he isn't there the first time you need him, chances are you won't be needing him again. I don't have an attitude problem. You have a perception problem. My reality check bounced. Everybody is somebody else's weirdo. And remember, always put your zip code on the mail you send. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, insane in the membrane. Back to the Chickster.
Okay, I'm insane. Okay, I'm insane. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming.
You know what they say, folks?
big feet, big head. Famous people that are bald or getting bald are famous. Yul Brynner, they say bald people are more successful than those that are hairy freaks. Some girls want to hold a patch over their snatch. And as you know, there are some girls with shaveless pussies. Attention all people who are bald or getting laid. If your head is shaped like a phallic symbol, then good for you. We still have Mr. Peanut, Humpty Dumpty, and what's wrong with Mr. Penis? Or Mr. Clean? Or somebody with no fucking head? Or somebody with fur pie named Venus? Remember the penis. Remember, folks. Sorry about that. Freudian slip again. Oh, I'd like to get under and bang her. I'm kidding. Bang the drum slowly. Remember that? I'm just kidding. Don't neglect your scalp. Your head might have dandruff, lice, and you can be fucked in the head easily. You try Head and Shoulders or Get Head. Try rubbing your fingers through your scalp. Try to hit the pituitary gland. Yes, folks, there's nothing wrong with being bald. Wash your head like you wash lettuce. You know, you can do something about it. You don't have to worry because you're bald. I mean, you're working hard. You know, enjoy life. You know, and this weekend, I hope everybody enjoys their Memorial Day. And in honor of our soldiers, I'd like you to listen to something very special, ladies and gentlemen. Very special.
Honestly, let me give an introduction. I'm an old forgotten soldier. Since we put an end to war, and I like to tell my story, but you don't wanna hear about the war. I'm an old forgotten railroad, a deserted ammo train. Has been left out in the rain. I'm an old forgotten campaign hero, left without a cause,
Forgotten Soldier. That's a beautiful song by Harry Nielsen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster, Chickster's Nest, and I'm very happy that all of you are listening to our program. You guys are special to me. I just want you to know that. A gentleman is one who never swears at his wife while ladies are present. A husband is living proof that a wife can take a joke. A husband said to his wife, "No, I don't hate your relatives. In fact, I like your mother-in-law better than I like mine." A man needs a mistress just to break the monogamy. A perfect wife is one who helps her husband with the dishes.